You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Phillies baseball today on this 23rd day of February, a Thursday. Matt Wehmeyer pinch hitting today for Tim McMaster. We're joined by Phillies reporter Todd Zalecki. And Todd, we thank you for the time. And the Phillies just getting off the field a little while ago, their first spring training game action here of 2017. They took on the University of Tampa, the Phillies winning that game, as they should, 6-0. So, Todd, give me your observations from that game, who kind of stood out, who was on the mound for the start, and just your general overall sense of how the game went.
Yeah, you know, it was actually kind of a fun game to watch in the sense that Pete McCann, Phillies manager Pete McCann, basically started mostly all prospects. You know, Roman Quinn in center field, J.P. Crawford at short, Dylan Cousins at right, Rhys Hoskins at first, Nick Williams at left, Jorge Alfaro at catcher, Scott Kingery at second base. I mean, these are all some of the Phillies' top prospects. You know, they started the game with Mark Leiter Jr., who is not in camp, just brought over a couple minor leaguers, you know, to get them working and kind of save the big league arms, the arms that are in big league camp for the Grapefruit League games coming up. But it being said that it is a game against a college team, you saw some things that kind of make you think about the future a little bit. You saw Roman Quinn single, steal second, score in the first inning. You saw Dylan Cousins crush a home run to center field. You saw Jorge Alfaro show off his arm behind the plate and throw out a runner at second base. You know, you saw Scott Kingery play fantastic defense at second base. You know, a lot of things that you do like. And again, I say that with the caveat of, yes, it's an exhibition game against the University of Tampa, but the guys are still talented anyway, and they showed some of that talent this afternoon.
Yeah, it sure seems like it. And, you know, Todd, when you just see the team, and like you said, it's an exhibition. Yes, it's against a collegiate team. This is not major league competition. But, you know, does it still have an opening day feel, simply in terms of the excitement level of guys after a long winter just getting back on a baseball field? Is there just that sense that, you know, this, like, finally, like, this is a checkpoint for us?
Yeah, I think there is some excitement internally for this team. You know, I know externally the expectations for the Phillies are not high. People expect them to be around, 72, 75 win team. But internally in this clubhouse, I will say this, there's a lot of energy. I think there's a lot of young guys with high expectations for themselves and for the organization in the future. You can kind of feel that, and I think you saw some of that on the field today with just a lot of these young guys. You know, a lot of these guys that play today, they finished the season last year in Double-A Reading or played together most of the year in Double-A Reading. And so there's a comfort level there. There's an excitement there. You know, even though it is, again, an exhibition game, they're all wearing Phillies uniforms, and it is still big league camp. And I think everybody's kind of ready to go with the Yankees on Friday afternoon over in Tampa.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that both squads are looking forward to, no question. And to kind of elaborate on that a little bit, you know, the feel and the dynamic of this Phillies team in spring training, as you said, there's a lot of energy. There's just a liveliness that perhaps has not been present the past couple of years, you know, for whatever reason. Is it simply a matter of, you know, just the youth on this team and guys who are up and coming through the system trying to prove themselves? Or is there another factor as to why things maybe just feel different this year than in previous years?
Yeah, I just think the chemistry is different. You know, I think a few years ago there were some veterans on the team. You know, the team was losing. They might not have been necessarily happy to be in Phillies camp. You know, some guys had talked about playing for winners, you know, Papelbon and Cliff Lee there. I think they were, you know, kind of hoping to be traded earlier than they were. And sometimes that can kind of affect the tone in the clubhouse, you know, and also the fact that, you know, this is the first year ever that there hasn't been a member of the 2008 World Series team. Last year was Ryan Howard and Carlos Ruiz, two really good clubhouse guys. But nevertheless, I think young players kind of defer to those older guys. So now that Ryan Howard has moved on, now that Carlos Ruiz has moved on, you know, there's really not that long-term Phillies presence in the clubhouse. And so, in a sense, maybe guys are being more of themselves. Who's the leader on this team? You know, Freddie Galvis has the longest tenure of any Phillies player, and he's only been around since 2012, which is pretty wild when you think about it. So I think I think that has a big part to do with the different feel in that clubhouse and on the field this spring so far.
Yeah, I think that's a point overlooked by a lot of even Phillies fans, in that there was no longer a direct link to the 2008 World Champions. That could be, both good and bad, but I think in this case more good, because you have to turn the page at some point. You have to, usher in a new era, a new chapter. That's what the Phillies are doing with a lot of talented younger guys, and a big reason why there's a different feel and a different dynamic in Phillies camp so far here in 2017. Todd, let's kind of transition to opening day starter speculation, which fans, of course, love to do, and media members too, yeah. Admittedly. Jeremy Hellickson should be the guy that's on the mound for opening day for the second straight year, but the Phillies not making that official yet. Can you see a scenario where somebody other than Hellickson kind of distinguishes himself during the course of the next couple of weeks and really stands out and maybe earns that opening day spot, or is it going to be Hellickson no matter what, do you think?
I feel like it's almost going to be Hellickson no matter what. I think the only situation would be if Jeremy Hellickson, for whatever reason, really struggles in some way, shape, or form this spring. But even that said, teams really don't look at spring training numbers too close when it comes to veterans, because, Jeremy Hellickson knows he's on the team. He's a veteran. He just might be working on a certain pitch or certain things in these Grapefruit League games. So the results might not matter so much to him, and I've seen that plenty of times. Cole Hamels used to put up awful spring training numbers year after year after year, and then the season started, he was pretty darn good. So other than an injury, I just think it's going to be Hellickson. He was a starter last year, like you mentioned, and because he is back and because he pitched well last season, I think he deserves it. Some people have said, well, what about Jared Eichhoff? And I think certainly Eichhoff would have been the candidate or would have been the guy if Hellickson had not returned this season. But because Hellickson is back, I just think it's going to be him. Let me put it this way. I would be surprised, barring injury, that if there's any other situation that pops up that Jeremy Hellickson is not the starter on opening day.
Yeah, it may not be etched in stone, but 99% sure that he is going to be the guy on the mound for opening day come April 3rd. And, you brought up a good point, too, about, the spring training numbers. Fans get so worked up about, whether a guy is struggling or at the other end of the spectrum doing very well. It doesn't mean squat. It'll never mean squat, because it's spring training. The players know that. The fans are not quite as quick to catch on, but maybe one day that'll happen. You never know. Former closer Brad Lidge, Todd, is in camp for the second time as a guest instructor. He was in this role a couple of years ago, back in 2014. So when you look at the dynamic then in 2014 and the role he played as compared to now, how are things different?
Well, I think the thing that when I talked to Brad the other day, he said the big difference was in 2014 he was there, and there were still a lot of his old teammates on that 2014 team. Jimmy Rounds, Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Carlos Ruiz, Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels, a lot of guys that he had played with. So he found himself sitting at the table in the clubhouse playing cards with some of these guys, and here he is, he's supposed to be a guest instructor. So he said in 2014 it was just more kind of a fun thing to get back in a uniform and hang out with some guys. But this year he was more hands-on. He was actually coaching more, and he talked with guys like Genmar Gomez, the Phillies closer, who struggled last year and ultimately lost his job the final week of the season, just about preparation and pacing yourself and things that he can do to stay fresh throughout the course of the season, so he doesn't have those struggles like he did the last 6 weeks of the year in 2016. And I thought it was interesting talking to Brad that he doesn't want to get into coaching full time right now, because he wants to stay with his family in Colorado and kind of watch his kids grow up. It certainly sounds like something down the road that he could maybe do in a full time situation. But it would not surprise me if Brad you see him more and more around the ball club, next spring, for instance, kind of stay in that little part-time role, guest instructor role, but he really seemed to enjoy it, and he really seemed to, enjoy the coaching aspect of it. So I think a lot of people thought years ago that, he would be a potential future broadcaster, but I asked him about that the other day. He said, I actually like coaching more than broadcasting, which I thought was interesting.
That is interesting, and I think that if he ever goes to Phillies management and says, okay, I'm ready to come aboard full-time, he'd get offered a contract in about, half a millisecond. I don't think that would take very long to officially bring him into the fold, somebody that Phillies young players and Phillies players, period, could learn a lot from, that's for sure. Todd, to wrap up here, the first 7-8 days here of spring training, the Phillies having their first game today on this Thursday, first major league game coming up tomorrow, Friday, as they take on the Yankees. Give me some observations, things you've seen and or heard that have kind of stood out to you so far.
Well, the one thing that's kind of stood out to me is Matt Stairs, the new hitting coach, kind of talking about his hitting philosophies and what he can do with certain hitters to kind of get them to be more consistent at the plate. You know, he's kind of repeated this mantra of, you know, be a stubborn hitter. Do not give away at bat. And what that means is go up there with a plan. You know, if you're looking fastball, first pitch fastball on the inside inner half of the plate, and you get a fastball in the outer half of the plate, just don't swing at it. You know, go in there with a plan. Only swing if it's in your zone that you're looking for a pitch. And he thinks by doing that, it will increase the level of success. You know, he thinks that he can get some of these guys to get on base a little bit more and have a little bit more success. You know, he's really enthusiastic about it. He's very positive. And it'll be interesting to see how some of these guys take to what he's preaching and if he can get this offense to turn around. They were the worst offense in baseball last year. So certainly there's nowhere to go but up, but I think he's got higher expectations than that even.
Great stuff, as always, from Mr. Todd Zielecki. And, Todd, we thank you for the time. We'll do it again next week for sure. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Philadelphia Phillies.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.